Major General Paul Brereton, Head Cadet Reserve and Employed Support Division, Australian Defence Force.
Now, over the last day and a half, we've had a handful of VIPs here to learn a little bit more about what the Reserve Force does and a little bit more generally about the Australian military. How impressed are you with what you've also seen on the base today, especially now that we've had a march out parade this morning?
I think it reinforces the quality of the young men and women that are graduating into our Defence Force from this place. You only had to watch that parade and see some of the prize winners come forward and the way they engaged with General Hurley. They're not going out of here as beaten, cowed individuals. They're coming out of here as confident young men and women of the highest quality that will do Australia proud wherever they go.
Now, you mentioned General Hurley there. It's not too often that recruits get to march out with two generals on the base.
No, it's not very often that happens at all. So they've really scored it today.
Now, to the program that's been run here over the last couple of days by Colonel Mullins and the Defence Reserve Support Council, how important is it that message gets across, that employers understand that if their employees are reservists, they're getting a supreme kind of employee, they're getting something a little bit special?
I think that's the most important message that comes out of the last couple of days. Reservists have to balance their family obligations, like regulars do, but also their civilian employment obligations with their military obligations. They're only of use to defence if they're available to train and if they're available to deploy on operations. And that means that their employers have to release them to do that. And what we want to do is to get employers to understand what wonderful people they are actually employing when they're employing reservists. People who've got a huge skill set, not just of military skills, but of life skills that are going to be useful in any sort of employment. It's really important, in answer to your question, that we get that message out.
Do you think the wider community understands the significant role that reservists play in our defence forces, that we have a large percentage of our defence force is reservist and there's a lot of support overseas on active deployment to the regular force, that we really couldn't function as well as we do in our operations without the reserves?
I think the message is better understood than it was, say, 10 years ago, but I still think there's a lot of ignorance in the community about the commitment that reservists undertake and about the role that the reservists are playing in our defence at the moment. The Solomons operation is almost entirely a reserve operation. The Timor operation, about half of them are reservists, and that frees up our regular personnel for other operations and at the same time uses reservists in areas that they are really ideally suited to because of their civilian background and life skills.
Would it be fair to say that whilst they may spend less hours in uniform, they are just as professional as the full-time soldier?
I wouldn't want to suggest that in less hours you can achieve the same standard in everything. But what you have to realise is that we use reservists in those areas that they are best suited to. And the lower level peace support, security and stability operations that we're doing in the Pacific Ocean and Timor are just ideally suited to reservists who you don't have to train for as long or to the same standard in all the same competencies as their regular counterparts have to be. In terms of their professionalism, yes, I think they're just as professional. They might not have all the same skills, but they're very professional at what they do.
Now, in your role in the military, plus juggling your role as a judge on the Supreme Court of New South Wales, they're two extremely significant roles that would normally take two full-time people. How do you balance that and family life?
Look, it's always a challenge. I wish I could say I had really good time management skills, but that would be a total lie, so it's always a juggle. But things tend to fall into place, and you have to, you know, something has to give occasionally here or there, but what it does do is it enables me, but as it enables most reservists, to do two things they love doing and to make a contribution in two areas rather than just one.
My final question for you remains around this issue of professionalism. A lot of people who think about joining the reserves may start off thinking about it because they may be between jobs or looking for something to do, something to take their life in a different direction, a better direction. For people who are already professionals, who have a high level of skills and a high level of education, what would you tell them if they were umming and ahhing about joining the reserves because they'll say, look, I'm time poor, I've got a business to run, I've got to keep my qualifications up, I just don't have time. What would you say to those people who bring those professional skills to the reserves?
If they want to bring their professional skills to the reserves, then we have special programs, special service officer positions into which doctors, nurses, lawyers, a wide range of professionals can go. They don't have to undergo as much military training as your ordinary reserve recruit or officer trainee would have to. So if we're talking about senior professionals with bags of professional experience, then there are ways and means of them serving in the reserves without having to make the same sort of commitment to basic training as an ordinary reservist would.